There's so much potential.
Liars.
You don't represent women in politics.
Fucking talking points.
Celebrity interviews, uplifting stories.
Bullshit.
Shop our favorite.
Where's that independent guy?
What makes a police officer choke someone out in broad daylight who's crying for the mother who's telling them that they can't breathe?
Yep. Got it. It's the king of independent talk. America's only independent voice. Rob Redding.
First of all, I just want to say thank you, Mr. Redding, for being the voice of the voiceless, man. You're very important.
You know, people say that racism comes from a construct of not being educated. I don't think any of those things are actually the answer.
Where's my clip?
You know that I'm enjoying the show this morning. What is your name again?
We need to be listening to your voice and your station at drive home time.
I've just recently learned about the radio show, and you're on it.
The gloves are off, and Mr. Nice Guy has left the damn building. He's the baddest bisexual in talk history. This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted.
This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted. I'm Robert America's independent voice, giving the press the news to know. This show, they talk about this show they fear. This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted. Welcome to the program. Let me just talk about monkeypox for a second, because I believe this is a black story. I mean, you know, this is an example of how black folks are just discounted. You know, we saw this with COVID. There was a foregone conclusion that it was going to kill everybody in Africa. You know, COVID was just going to kill everybody in Africa. Because the developing world, they're not ahead, etc. And COVID has been one of those things that Africa has been leading on and telling us what the strands are, and they've been punished for it. Now it's a situation where monkeypox, this dreaded monkeypox, which has been in Africa since the 70s, is now a looming threat for everybody else. And I want to talk about that because it's really important that people understand what we're up against and how race has played a factor. Now, I've already said that, and this is well documented on this program, that black folks are treated like second-class citizens. And it's not just the black folks here in America, but it's the black folks all over the globe, including Africa. Africans have had this as a endemic problem for years in at least two countries. They've known about it, and since it's a part of Africa, kind of like Ebola, they said, that's just niggas. And we're not concerned. Now, you fast forward to after the pandemic, or where the pandemic for COVID is about to become endemic, I guess. I don't know. I'm not accepting of that because I don't believe the long-term COVID is anything that you want to fuck with. It's almost like having, like I said on Friday, long-term diabetes or long-term heart problems or issues like that are not something that I think people want to have. It's not like catching the flu. It's not like catching a cold. And if you keep getting it, it gets worse, and the potential for long-term consequences go way up. So it's something that you don't want, even though people are saying, you know what, maybe it's not so bad. Monkeypox is one of those things that you don't want. If you want your skin to be on fire, most people can't deal with herpes, okay? Your skin is not on fire with herpes. What I'm understanding is, you know, monkeypox used to be this all-over rash. Now it's just in two areas. And we're just talking about gay men, supposedly. Largely. Not just, but mostly. It's a rash in your genital area, whether it's your ass, because gay sex happens a lot of times. Not every gay boy has anal sex, but that's where it happens a lot. And of course, the penis. So those are the places where you would see the rashes. Now, most people don't even want to deal with herpes. Herpes doesn't burn. Monkeypox supposedly burns like hell. And you feel like you have the flu. Basically, you feel like you have COVID. Okay? You feel like you're fucking dying. Your shit is on fire. and you feel like you're dying. You have flu-like symptoms. Your body aches all over. You are in a sweat. Some shit you just don't want. Okay, now, you can not take any medicine, not tell anybody, and you can be all right with monkeypox. It doesn't kill most people. It's a problem in children. It'll kill them. It's a problem in people with immunocompromised systems, which that's a lot of people with HIV, AIDS, a lot of people with autoimmune disorders. It's a problem in those communities. We're still trying to figure out how much of a problem. We're still trying to figure out how much of a mutation is involved here. So I've got three different clips I want to run for you. And I have some analysis that I want to give you about this, because I think a lot of what is going on with monkeypox is race-related, and this makes no sense as to why we're just coming off one pandemic, right? And they're talking about, and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, this is just a gay thing, it's just a bisexual thing, it's something that the queers have done again. No, actually, it's the exact opposite. It's kind of like Africa, right? Kind of taking it back to Africa. Because gay men actually go to the doctor more than straight men, like I go every 3 months, remember? I get blood work every 3 months. When was the last time you had blood drawn? And literally analyzed for HIV, for not just HIV AIDS, but that happens every 3 months because I'm on the PrEP program. I already told you that, which is PrEP as prevention and not because I have HIV AIDS. So when they run my blood, they run it for everything. They literally run it for gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis. They run it for even more shit than that. They look at my cholesterol level. They look at every 3 months. How many of you have had that test every 3 months where they're looking to see how much sugar is in your blood? What they call sugar, you know, when we were young, black folks used to call it sugar. In other words, are you becoming a diabetic? They literally look at every single number every 3 months that I'm on PrEP. And why do they do that? They do that because they're concerned about the PrEP destroying or taking down my body's metabolic rate and my ability to be able to be a human and function properly. They're looking at my iron level. They're looking at my hemoglobin level. They're looking at all of that. They literally will say to me, after just having one blood sample drawn, they will literally look at me, and of course, peeing in a cup. They will literally look at me and they will say to me, you know, Rob, did you eat something before you came in? I'm like, yeah, I had a brownie. You know, I had my brownie from Brooklyn Whiskers. And they know about my brownie at Brooklyn Whiskers. I like Brooklyn Whiskers. A lot of people know that. Don't eat the whole thing. I eat half now. I've gone down to half. And some tea. And they say, oh, that's why your blood sugar was up. Like, literally, that's how they look at my body. Now, keep that in mind, that they do that with every gay boy in the city. Okay, I'm bisexual, but they do that with every gay boy in the city. You go into Callen Lord, which is where I go, and they literally run your blood, and they test it for everything every 3 months. And they know whether you've been good or bad. In other words, they know what your cholesterol is a little high compared to last month. Your iron is a little bit low compared to 3 months ago. As a matter of fact, I can look back 3 years ago, like literally, they'll look back 3 years ago, your iron numbers were here and they're gradually going down. Let's look at that. Let's look at why. Because they want to know whether the PrEP is doing it or whether there's something that's going on with you. Now, when you're dissecting a gay man or a bisexual man that is going to the doctor, more than most straight people go to doctors, definitely more than straight men, because women go to the doctor a lot. Most women go to a doctor a lot. If she's taking care of herself, she's going to the doctor. She's going to the gynecologist. She's going to the doctor. Versus a straight man, most straight men don't go to doctors unless something's really wrong. And by the time they get to the doctor, something's really wrong. Gay men have to go to the doctor because our main concern is getting HIV, right? Our main concern is getting AIDS. That's our main concern, and that HIV turning into AIDS. Because once it turns into AIDS, folks, the game is over. Like I said, this is something that you want to get, and I've told you straight people this before, you need to get on PrEP. Because once you're in the PrEP program, you don't have to worry about, especially if you're out there in these streets, you don't know what people have. And straight men don't like getting tested. I don't want to know. Yeah, you want to know. Because there's shit that you can do about it. And you can manage it like diabetes. It's literally a pill in the morning if you get HIV and you never get AIDS. Because once you get AIDS, it will kill you. And still, it will to this day, there are certain things they cannot do for you once you have AIDS. Okay, they can't do it for you. Like, there's nothing that they can really do for you once you get AIDS. All right? So you don't want to get to that point. And you do want to know. And you do want to get tested. And you do want to get on PrEP. If you're out there and you don't know what your partner's doing, or you suspect your partner's stepping out on you, you don't know what they're bringing into that bed with you. Okay? More people get HIV, AIDS, while they're in relationships with people that are supposed to be closed. And they get shocked by finding out that they both have HIV because someone cheated on someone. Okay, that happens in the gay community. That happens in the straight community. That's the way it happens. So many people get blamed and say that, you know, it's bisexual men. That's the reason why they're getting HIV, you know, in the straight community. That's not true at all. It is an actual fallacy. Men have been, well, I can say that white and black men have been on the DL for a very long time throughout history, or even knowingly going out and sleeping with men in Roman society. That was one of the perks of being in the privileged class, is having a boy on the side. You had a wife and you also had a little boy on the side. In the Zulu nation, you know, when they went off to war, they were fucking each other. That's what they were doing. There were rumors that Shaka Zulu was, of course, bisexual. So look, here's the deal. You know all of this stuff. You know, your eyes are probably glazing over saying, Robbie, I know this stuff. I read The Professor. I know what you're talking about. I've listened to the show before. Here's the point. Here's the takeaway. We know more about monkeypox because gay men and bisexual men are in situations with doctors where we are encountering doctors a lot more than most straight people. And that's a fact. I'm telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. So let's start with what we know about monkeypox first and foremost. And I'll come back and go on my little rant after these three clips. Listen to this.
Monkeypox, a virus that was previously endemic to sub-Saharan Africa, is now spreading around the world. So what do we know about the outbreak so far? To find out, I talked to an expert who's been studying monkeypox for more than two decades.
At the beginning, we didn't have any surveillance. Now that people are looking for monkeypox, they're starting to find it.
The virus is thought to spread primarily through close contact, whether that's skin to skin, through contact with contaminated objects such as clothing, or through respiratory droplets at close range. Most of the known cases in the current outbreaks outside of Africa have been in men who have sex with men. But it's important to note that anyone can get the virus through close contact. It's also not necessarily transmitted through sex.
Important not to stigmatize anybody. You know, this virus has been spreading in communities, sub-Saharan Africa, for a long time. It's not particular to any gender, any orientation. It's just about close contact.
There's no evidence yet that the virus can spread through aerosols, which hang in the air and travel over long distances, unlike SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID.
These are two very different kind of viruses. So monkeypox is a DNA virus. It's much more stable. Whereas SARS-CoV-2 is an RNA virus. SARS-CoV-2 is one of the most infectious viruses on the planet. Monkeypox is not as contagious.
The symptoms of monkeypox are a characteristic pimple or blister-like rash accompanied by flu-like symptoms such as fever, fatigue, or swollen lymph nodes. In the past, monkeypox often presented as a rash over the whole body, often starting on the face. But in the current outbreak, the rash appears to be more localized to the genitals, and some people have mild or no other symptoms. If you have these symptoms, or if you have reason to suspect you may have been exposed to monkeypox, it's important to see your provider and get tested. Patients and providers need to be aware of the virus so that we're not missing cases. The good news is there are treatments and vaccines available. There's an antiviral called TPOXX, and there are two vaccines. There's the ACAM2000 smallpox vaccine, which also works for monkeypox, but shouldn't be used in people with some health conditions. And there's a newer vaccine called Jynneos. The US has a limited supply of Jynneos, but is in the process of ordering more. The vaccines can be given prophylactically to those most at risk and also after exposure to the virus. But we need to act quickly.
You know, the stakes are high. We could see monkeypox establishing itself in humans with regular human-to-human transmission, or we could see potentially a spillback into animal populations. And if we do see a spillback into animal populations, it's going to make the situation much more complicated.
There are still so many unknowns about the current outbreak, but one thing's for certain.
We should be humble about what we know, be ready to understand how this virus might be different in this context.
All right, that's the first clip. That's what's going on broadly. I want to talk about the WHO and what they're saying, the World Health Organization, and what they're saying about this as we continue with what's going on with the monkeypox.
Tonight, the World Health Organization sounding the alarm on the rapid spread of monkeypox.
The global monkeypox outbreak represents a public health emergency of international concern.
The highest alert level triggered, with more than 16,000 cases of monkeypox reported in roughly 75 countries and territories this year. In the U.S., there have been nearly 3,000 cases in 45 states, Maine joining that growing list this weekend. The majority of the infections have been traced to men who have sex with men and can spread through direct contact with the infectious rash, prolonged face-to-face contact, or intimate physical contact. A new study from the New England Journal of Medicine found that transmission was suspected to have occurred through sexual activity in 95% of the persons with infection.
In addition to the increase in the number of cases, is the concern that this is going to go beyond the current social network of high-risk individuals, and that we're going to start looking at this to become generalized across the population.
On Friday, the CDC confirmed the first two U.S. cases of monkeypox in children, which some health experts say could have happened through holding, feeding, or sharing items like bedding.
Both of those children are traced back to individuals who come from the men who have sex with men community, the gay men community. Those children are doing well.
Already, the demand for vaccines is overwhelming health departments across the country. In New York City Friday, 17,000 vaccine appointments were booked within 30 minutes.
It's been really difficult to find an appointment lately.
In response to the outbreak, the Department of Health and Human Services announced that 2.5 million doses will begin arriving over the next year. But until then, some experts say we could be headed toward a new normal.
My big concern is that this becomes now a permanent fixture that we talk about the United States.
And then finally, I want to hear more about gay men and what this means for gay and bisexual men who are kind of getting blamed for monkeypox and saying, well, it's just really about them. No, this is about something that will impact just about everybody listening to the show eventually if they don't get it under control.
Monkeypox. Which are the communities that are more at risk and why? And what can we do to address the stigma and support these communities more? Hello and welcome to Science in 5. I'm Vismita Gupta-Smith. We are talking to Andy Seal today. Welcome, Andy. Let's start, Andy, with this new outbreak. It seems that certain communities are more affected than others. Which are these communities?
So, we're seeing nearly 70 countries affected by this outbreak. In previously affected countries, which are largely in West Africa, we're seeing communities of diverse backgrounds and ages. And in newly affected countries, we're seeing cases that are largely focused on men. And when we look at those cases, we're noticing that actually it's men who have sex with men, so men who identify as gay, bisexual, or who have sex with other men, who have perhaps reported through sexual health clinics or as part of efforts to reach cases through contact tracing. There have been some cases reported in women and children, but these have been very limited. And so we have to respond to the data. We have to really look at targeting our resources where we know the infections are happening. And at the moment, it's really happening within this particular group. But remember, anyone can get infected if they're in contact with the virus. And so for the moment, while we're concentrating our efforts on gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men, we are also keeping a strong eye on the data to see whether the outbreak will evolve into other communities.
Andy, speak to us about why this particular community seems to be affected.
There are multiple modes of transmission for monkeypox, including skin-to-skin contact, kissing, or touching infected materials like bed linen. What we know and what the evidence tells us is that sexual networks within communities of gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men have played a role in transmitting the virus in the context of this outbreak. So some gay and bisexual men are connected to these dynamic sexual networks that connect cities and countries. And in the early days of the outbreak, international travel seemed to play a significant role in further amplification of this outbreak. This community is active in managing its health. We know that many gay men actively seek sexual health services. For example, many of them will take HIV medications as pre-exposure prophylaxis to prevent HIV infection. And of course, some men are also HIV positive. So these men are in constant contact with health services. And through that regular contact and access to services gives them the opportunity to check up on any symptoms or any health issues they might be concerned about. So this has probably also played a role in the identification of cases within this community.
Andy, speak to us about stigma and the damage that it can do, and also about how we can all support these communities.
Well, stigma essentially stops people from accessing services. It helps no one. So we need to really be robust in addressing and identifying stigma and discrimination when we understand that it's happening. And the best way to do that is working closely with these communities. Communities of gay, bisexual men and other men who have sex with men are providing tremendous leadership in the context of this outbreak. We're seeing great advocacy around access to testing, access to vaccines, and in the promotion of prevention messages to stop the further spread of monkeypox. This is the kind of work that really helps contain outbreaks like this one. And we need to further work with these communities, support them with their own fundraising so that this work is properly resourced, and continue to make sure they're at the table when decisions are taken, not only about fighting stigma, but around access issues as well, including vaccine access and testing. Having monkeypox can be distressing, and people need support. We mustn't blame or stigmatize anybody for either being exposed to monkeypox, perhaps they've been identified through contact tracing, or indeed for having the virus itself. We need to provide support to people who are in this situation. Hopefully for most, it'll be a short-lived, mild infection, but we know for some people it can be very painful and they may require hospital care. There are practical things that we can do, not only to fight the stigma, but also to offer practical support, including with shopping, if they're isolating, for example, and offering people a friendly shoulder if they need to talk about their experiences. There's a lot of misinformation about monkeypox, much of it fueled by homophobia and racism. We have to challenge this. We must work more closely with the communities affected, really inspired by their leadership, their advocacy around access to testing, to vaccines, and to services in general, and really strengthen those links between public health agencies and communities of gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. Fighting stigma and getting this response right come hand in hand, and it's through partnership with communities that's the way to go.
Thank you, Andy. You can access more information about monkeypox on our website, who.int. Until next time then, stay safe, stay healthy, and stick with science.
Now, you heard there in that clip what I've been saying, that gay men are the ones, and bisexual men like myself, are the ones who are responsible for us knowing about its spread, knowing about how many countries it's now in, knowing about how aggressively it has changed as a mutation, and now that it's affecting the genital area, and it's not all over. People have been looking at for the all-over skin rash. Well, it's not all over. It's not on my face. It's not on my hand, like I saw on the clip on television. It's not on my chest. No, it's now just at some points they're saying just in the genital area, just on the penis, just in the anal area. So these are the rectum. These are the places that they're noticing in gay and bisexual men. Now, look, I don't know what happened in Africa. I don't know whether an African went over to Europe and went to a sex party. I don't know whether a European went over to Africa. And when we think about Europeans, I know you might be thinking about white people. It could be a black person who is raised in Europe and went to home in Africa and had sex with someone, or it could be a white African or Africana that went over to Europe and had sex with someone in Europe, whether they're white or black. We don't know what happened. All I can tell you is it got out of the bag, out of Africa, went to Europe. It's really bad in Europe. It's really bad in New York, folks. It's really bad in a lot of places, and it's coming to a block near you. Just like we saw with COVID. And I'll be damned if I'm sitting here looking at another fucking global pandemic, something that could probably become endemic, across the fruited plain, because they haven't done and haven't learned the lessons of COVID. They haven't done what they're supposed to do and learned the lessons of COVID. It's very simple. It's very simple. Making sure this is on. The Biden administration has failed us, and I don't understand why. I don't understand why there are not more vaccines. Let me give you an example. I got a text from Timothy on, I think it was Friday of last week, and it literally within a few minutes, the text said, "Hey, Rob, go to this website and make sure you get signed up for a monkeypox vaccine." Because they've been obsessing and talking about this for weeks. I mean, like, even months, saying that monkeypox is coming, you need to get your vaccine, we need to do something about this, be careful, blah, blah, blah. It's been something that's been on the gay people's radar screen and bisexual people's radar screen for some time. So I went immediately to the site, tried to get an appointment, and guess what? I couldn't get it. I literally couldn't get the appointment. It had only been up for a few minutes, and you couldn't get an appointment. And you heard about that just a moment ago in some of the reporting there, and how they're going to get more stuff shipped. You know, guys, if this were affecting more than gay and bisexual people, there would be more vaccines available, okay? We know that. And if this, before that, were affecting more people outside of Africa, it never would have gotten outside of Africa. If we're affecting white people, we wouldn't even bat an eye at making sure that we squash this shit dead like they're trying to do with COVID, but you can't because people won't wear masks, people won't get vaccinated. We've seen what has happened with COVID. Do you think it's going to get any better once straight people start getting monkeypox? I mean, like, really getting monkeypox. I'm not just talking about a few kids. That's horrible to hear, right? But I'm talking about once it gets into the general population, once it gets out of the, you know, this is the proof, right, that black men are not on the down low as much as people make it out to be, or maybe we're just not hearing the cases in the straight community, because like I said, you know, many quote straight men don't go to the doctor. So maybe, you know, someone thinks that they just have a rash, and maybe they think it's just herpes or whatever, and it's really monkeypox. But the fact is, we don't hear about it in the straight community yet because, you know, it's just not, as far as we know, there yet, according to the numbers. But once it gets there, guess what? If you think we're going to be able to put a lid on this, we're not. We can't even put a lid on COVID, and we had the opportunity when we kept saying, if we only had a vaccine. Well, we got a vaccine, and then motherfuckers didn't want to take it. We got a vaccine, and then motherfuckers didn't even want to wear masks. We got a vaccine, and we still are now dealing with, like, the 18th mutation of COVID, all right? And now you count yourself lucky if you've never gotten COVID. There used to be a time when people said that I'm never having sex, while we're talking about sex, with somebody who has had COVID. Now, supposedly, just about everybody's had COVID and trying not to get it a second or third time, or if they are okay with getting it a second or third time, they're crazy. They're absolutely crazy. You do not want COVID, folks, as we already said, and you damn sure don't want your genitals on fire. You don't want them on fire, okay? It's already bad enough, you know, if you have herpes. And that's not curable. At least this is curable, right? But your shit is on fire for like 8 weeks, 8 to 10 weeks until it goes away. Why would you want that? Why would you? It seems like we would do everything if it were in any population. Whereas all black people or all gay people or all bisexual people to make sure that we tamp down on this shit. And this is what makes me mad and makes me infuriated. There's no reason in 2022, after coming out of 2019, when we saw the pandemic at the rate that it was, that we are dealing with something where we can't even get a fucking vaccine. You can't even get online to get a fucking vaccine for it. And this shit is highly contagious. You know, they say, well, it's not as bad as, you know, the aerosoling of COVID. Again, we're talking about public transit in New York. Were you sitting down on public seats? We're talking about people touching bars and touching strap hangers at the MTA, going through turnstiles of people that possibly have monkeypox. How else do you think kids are getting it? You know, it's talking about just linens is not enough, and sharing linens or personal items with people that have monkeypox, that's one thing. But when you're in a city that's a cesspool of people that interact with each other every single day and they wonder how it's spreading, come on. Come on. And for anybody that says, oh, it's just the gay and bisexual people, well, we saw how that played out with HIV/AIDS. So do you really want to go down that route? Okay? You can blame gay people and bisexual people as much as you want. It's your right. You could do it, right? You could say, well, we just didn't have them. Well, I tell you what, at this point, if you just didn't have them, you just wouldn't know about monkeypox. Because we go to the doctor, as they already said, and as I've already said, more than just about every other people. Our bodily functions are checked every 3 months, especially when we're in the PrEP program, especially if you have HIV/AIDS. Those are the things that they do within those programs within PrEP as prevention or treatment. I'm in the prevention. So my point is that you can blame gay people, but if anything, you should be applauding gay and bisexual people for the work we're doing for you, for the fact that they actually came up with an antiviral, which is much like PrEP for COVID, and the fact that we continue to evolve as a result of the strides being made by populations that are marginalized, like the gay and bisexual population and like the black population in Africa. While they're not the same, they are similar, and they're treated like they're the lowest on the totem pole, and they are always derided as a result of our advancements. When Africa was able to tell us about strands of COVID that we didn't know about, what did? We punished them. When gay and bisexual men are able to tell us about a virus that's gotten out of Africa in Europe, immediately, what do? We start saying, oh, it's just them. It'll be mere moments before it's all of us. And we're all standing in line for monkeypox vaccinations. And they won't be asking the question like they're doing now, whether you're gay or bisexual or you have sex with men, however you classify yourself. They'll be just saying, you know what? Are you old enough to get the vaccine? And do we have an appointment time for you? And it'll be like me. Guess what? No, they don't have a time. So you have to wait your turn in a city where everybody's touching everything and just hope you don't get it and hope you can get the shot ahead of it. Because they stopped giving the smallpox vaccination a long time ago because they thought they had just cured it and they just locked it away in a vault somewhere and never thought they needed it again. Guys, this has been no fun to tell you, but we got to get it together. We got to get it together. It is absolutely insane what is going on right now in this country and the world, and the fact that we have not learned the lessons of COVID. As we are still trying to learn lessons of COVID, we are now dealing with another pandemic that will kick our ass in the future. And this time next year, you'll be in line for a vaccination. Mark my words. Guys, I've got to get out of here. I've had fun, but I got to run. If I'm not here, I'm there. There is ReadyNewsReview.com, the World Wide Web, reading like Otis sitting on the dock of the bay, baby, NewsReview.com, the World Web. Yes, it's my family. Yes, I'm late, Otis Reading, but it's not my money, which means I'm back your way, mañana, after 4 p.m. with more of Ready News Review Unrestricted.